Shalom.
Bonjour.
To another episode of your favorite show, Highly Caffeinated.
Yes, I feel like we never like actually say the name.
No, we don't, because obviously everyone just knows. No, yeah. But at this very moment, I'm not highly caffeinated because it's at 9:40 p.m. I should have maybe put some caffeine in my system at the moment.
I'm pretty caffeinated. I've had
that's for the a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had two coffees and a caffeinated tea today, but I've been up since 9 a.m.
Really?
Life at university. Like fun. Yeah. Yeah, I classes.
You say that, but my earliest class. So you say that, but my earliest class, at least this year, because I'm a first year and Amy's like second year, my earliest class is 12:30. And my Monday specifically, like my Monday started at 4 p.m.
Oh, that was me first year. I had like no classes, but also because they're in person, like if I was in my apartment, it'd be fine. I'd literally just open my laptop while I'm in bed, but that requires me like getting out of bed an hour earlier than normal to like put on clothes, eat food, because I've made the mistake of not eating or having anything before I go to class, and I'm like a zombie falling asleep in the middle of class.
Oh, I was gonna say I had a class at 12:30 today, and I had like a granola bar and like a coffee before my class, but that was like an hour and a half before I left. My stomach was grumbling in the last 10 minutes, and I was like, I hope no one heard that. I felt like
I know,
in a
I always
movie
think
or
people
something.
Can hear. Yeah, I always think people can hear my stomach grumbling. But I feel like
anyways.
They can't. It's like in my head. All right. Should we dive in?
Right in to the water. That's funny because speaking of diving right in, I just watched Jaws the other day.
Oh,
it had been a while,
I have
but
not.
I watched it for
I've
film.
Seen it.
I watched
I think
it for
I've
film.
Seen it. Yeah.
Just everything. I just love Steven Spielberg so much.
Yes. I just had
Do
to
you
watch
know the shark has a name?
Star Wars. It does have a name? What's the name?
Yeah, its name is Bruce. Bruce the shark.
Oh. That's so funny.
And then I went on like a binge of watching like YouTube videos of like Steven Spielberg like explaining his like filmmaking process because I was like, I'm going to watch every Steven Spielberg video now. Okay. Now for the news that you guys obviously came to listen to us for. So There's a piece of casting news that's been going around. It's not like confirmed, but apparently
they're all
Florence
rumors
Pugh
and
is,
conjecture.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
sue
so
us.
So this
we're
is
wrong.
Not fact. Yeah, don't be mad at us. Florence Pugh is apparently in like final negotiations to play a character in Dune 2. And I've seen some people like it's excited about the possible casting because Florence Pugh is like a goddess, but like. Other people are like, I wish it was like Anya Taylor-Joy or someone else. So I don't have anything to go off of because I don't know anything about Dune 2. I've never read the book.
Yeah.
All I know is I literally saw the first movie literally with Amy. I thought it was a good movie, but I needed a lot of explanation after because when the movie was happening, every 5 minutes I would turn to Amy, like hit her on the arm and be like, hey.
You also
do you
left
know
to go to
happening?
The bathroom and miss so much.
Oh, stop. I did not miss that much. They were still in that plane thing.
In the movie, so much is happening all the time. So I'm like, I couldn't zone out for a second.
Even if I was still listening to what was going on when I went to the bathroom, like if I hadn't left, I still would have been confused. So either pee or like stay and be confused. So I chose to pee.
Yeah. Look, it was a great movie, but yeah, I have never read it. My roommate's dad read it, and that was how we got context before we saw it. She was like, my dad told me these things that I should know, so that we were like, okay, I guess now we can, like, we had like a little bit of background information. But yeah, from what I understand, it's Dune 2 is just the second half of the first book, so this is gonna be like a 9-movie series.
Stop. The books are still long. No, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of funny to me because I know that like Dune is like this well-received, like now it's like very well-received like sci-fi movie, and it was like beautifully made, like we all know the cinematography was beautiful, the acting was great,
the score,
like, it was a very well-made movie. But I just it's giving me like reminiscent of when they would make different parts, like they would make like different movies for one book. It was like when they split
Twilight.
The Harry Potter, like yeah, Twilight.
Yes,
Youth.
Hunger
don't
Games.
Even, or like Hunger
We
Games.
Don't talk about the Divergent one.
Oh
the
God.
Divergent second half never
the
even
The first
got
Divergent
made.
Movie like wasn't technically good, but like
it was better.
Sometimes I used to watch it and just be like, Yeah, because what's his name was really hot. I saw it for my birthday 1 year. Theo James.
Yeah, middle school, I saw it for my birthday, and I was like, this movie is good, because it was at the height of all the, like, Hunger Games, and then it just kind of, like, never changed. Also, I think my fish died, but I can't tell.
My roommate's fish died a little while ago, and I was the one earlier in the night who was like, guys, I think the fish is dead. And they were like, no, it's just sleeping. And then I went back a few hours later, and it was dead. And I think the fish might have, like, offed itself, but we don't. I think the fish wanted to put itself
I've had my fish. Misery. Yeah, I've had my fish for a year. So if it is, in fact, dead.
So you took better care of your fish than my roommate took care of hers.
Yeah, it lived a very long life. It's just, like, hovering at the top of its tank. So,
ours sank. I think it wouldn't it have sank to the ball? No, I might have lied. I don't know. We used to have fish at my house, and I never wanted them. I just wanted a real pet. And my dad was like, well, if you take care of these, maybe eventually we'll get you one. I know it was a big fat lie, but and then I was like, but that's not taking care of a fucking fish. It is not the same as taking care of, like, an actual thing that's going to live for more than, like, 2 years. And I was like, yeah. I don't find fish cute. I don't find them funny. No. I don't find them entertaining. And I don't like them. Because they're
If
not.
My fish
they're
is like, really dead.
You can't play with them. Even a nice cat will, like, let you pet it. I'm not going to pet a fish.
Yeah, no. I will say
stroking the top of
my
fish from the top.
Got our fish in res because we were lonely and needed companionship, and now I've been stuck with this fish. And don't get me wrong, I do not abuse this animal. I treat him great. He has lived longest out of all of my roommates. They have each gone through two fish, so I have not even gone through one. So I think I win for being the best fish owner. But this fish was supposed to last like 8 months, and it has lasted a year. So you know what, if he died today, I'm very sorry. His name is Peter because he was had blue and
like Peter
red.
Peter Parker?
Yeah, he had blue and red like gills.
That's so weird because our dead fish was named Spidey.
So if he is dead,
but that actually surprisingly was not my choice.
He's alive. He just moved.
Was just sleeping? No, literally fish will stay in like the same spot for so long and you'll think they're dead. And then eventually they'll die and you think they're not dead because they've been doing the same thing for ages.
Yeah, he just like swam down to the bottom and is just like vibing. I need to clean his tank after we finish our podcast. Ooh, because I'm going home for the weekend. So I need to clean it so that my roommates don't have to deal with it.
Oh my god, I'm going home last weekend of March because I want to watch the Oscars and we do not have cable here.
Oh yeah, I have it on my computer, so I'll just watch it while I have our like cable. It has you can like access it like on your computer. It's like Bell Fibe.
The hope for the Oscars is that Andrew Garfield will actually sing. I really want him to sing like live.
I also
kind of want the West Side Story cast to perform a number from the movie.
Well, are they nominated for Best Original Song?
No, well, the West Side Story, no, because it's all the original songs from, like, the Broadway musical.
So then they probably won't be.
Well, I would put that completely to rest because I know that, like, people perform the original songs, but I also think for beautiful performances per se, it would be really cool if they had some performances with all these professional people.
I would love
I think there might be a slight chance.
I don't know, because I've always wanted them to, but they always end up just doing but also they've, like, cut down on the categories that are going to be aired, or they, like, changed the categories or something.
Actually, I forgot about that. We should talk about that. They literally, they're not airing certain categories, and I'm so pissed off, because you know what's one of the ones they're not airing? They're not airing film editing.
They're not
airing the editing category. Isn't that?
Ugh.
That's one of the most vital parts of making a movie. And
yeah.
They're not airing it when they don't put the production. Like, I understand a lot of people, like, watch the Oscars and they don't know that much about filmmaking. But, to do that to people that have worked so hard and then they win or don't win, their category is just not aired. Editing is so important to a film. It's one of the most vital parts of it, and I cannot believe that they're not airing it. That's so horrible. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's just so crazy to me that they're not airing the editing Oscar.
They always take out all the ones that don't have big names.
Yeah, but like even someone who doesn't know, like people, a lot of people don't know, like if you don't really know who makes scores for movies, like John Williams, for example. Like I feel like a lot of
Yeah.
people don't know, like people who score
Yeah, I feel
or
like unless you like
cinematography, a lot of people
listen
don't
to
know
scores. Yeah.
cinematographers. Yeah, like
Yeah.
why you like I'm because cinematography is like editing is just as important, basically, I think, as cinematography, to be honest, because editing is
Yeah.
literally what puts a film together in the end after all that's done. And I think it's so insulting to do that to editors who work all year towards this, because like
Yeah.
post-production is ins like so it's I
It's
feel like
so hard.
it's not even mentioned enough.
It's
Post-production's insane.
the amount of like attention to detail that you have to have to like it's like you're literally looking at every single frame shot under a microscope in order to ensure that like everything is stitched together, and on top of it you're having to deal with like putting it together the way the director wants it, and you have to put figure out, like, oh, it's just so much respect for the people. They are
And
sitting in
sometimes
front of
scenes have to get cut
computers
out because they
for
just don't fit in
hours.
it well.
Exactly. You're trying to like appease all of these different people who are trying to, make sure the movie fits under this thing, and then, so props to you post-production people. You, I mean everyone
For
who
real.
makes films.
Legends.
You, yeah.
You also, you know what I can't believe doesn't exist still?
What?
The core an Oscar for choreography is insane.
Ah.
And not
I
just
guess that
dance and
only
choreography, like so many things in a movie are choreographed, and I can't believe that there's not an
Yeah.
Oscar for that. Like think about, especially think about all the musicals. I know that it's not just about dancing, because there's also like fight scenes, and like there's a lot of fight scenes in
Yeah.
different films. There's a lot of action films. But like specifically for dancing, like think about all the musicals that were nominated this year. Like,
Is it a category for the Tonys?
well, it might. I don't. I probably. But
Let
that's
me
like,
see. I
on
want to
stage
look,
that
'cause
makes
that'd
sense. But
actually be interesting.
I feel like there should be a choreography Oscar.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's insane. Also, I watched. You know, there's the guy who did the choreography for West Side Story. His name's Justin Peck, and his
Yeah.
choreography was so beautiful and amazing. And I cannot believe that he's not. There's literally not even a category for him. Like people work so hard and put
There is
like a lot
Tony Award
so
for
much into it.
choreography.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense for that,
Okay,
but if the fact
continue.
that there isn't for Oscars is kind of insane to
Yeah,
me.
no. Let's see if there was ever like talk of it happening. There's still no Oscar for best choreography, but there is a website called danceteacher.com that gives their own best choreography award. And people can
Oh.
vote. That's cute. I mean, that's so cute. And they have like
What do
little
you think?
videos
What
of
do you
each
think about
like
like?
film's choreography.
What do you think
Yeah?
about like certain people getting an Oscar for like a more so like a life achievement and the fact that they've done a lot of good work and have never gotten an Oscar versus someone who probably deserved it that year and you don't know the next time they're gonna get the chance to be nominated for one?
Yeah, well, I feel like it ends up becoming this cycle where these like legacy actors who, have been nominated all these times who never win, like someone like Leonardo DiCaprio, right? He was nominated so many times and he didn't win for so long, and then he won and everyone was like, oh, blah, 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 because there was literally like he couldn't have not won. There was all of this buildup of like, this is the year, this is the year, he has to win, he has to win. But then it kind of like creates that cycle again of all of these younger nominees who now didn't get it, and now it's going to be, they're going to get older and they're going to keep getting snubbed, and then eventually when they're really older they'll be like, oh, of course they're going to win, you know what I mean? So it's like someone like Saoirse Ronan. She's been nominated for what, three, two Oscars or something like that for like amazing performances, and all of those times she's been beat out by whoever. And it'll probably keep happening until she's like way older, and then they'll be like, oh, we should just give it to her because she's so talented and blah blah blah. And I feel like a lot of the Oscars has just turned into like, ooh, we have to give it to like the big name actor, the actor that, everyone knows, so that it'll bring more publicity because no one watches the Oscars anymore. And it just becomes this like
Yeah,
annoying
ratings are
popularity
way
contest.
down.
Yeah, but I feel like
I think it's
it's
just because of
like.
my bias towards Andrew Garfield this year. And I understand, here's the thing, I have not seen Will Smith's performance in King Richard. I'm sure it was a great, like, nuanced, wonderful performance. And I'm not saying that it wasn't because I haven't seen it. But I just have this, like, bias toward the fact that I know how much work Andrew put into that role. And I feel like it was probably not the same. Like, Will Smith probably didn't, like, he was playing a father of two girls. And I'm not saying that that's not amazing. And I'm not saying that he probably did a great job in that role. And it was probably wonderful. But I'm just, like, I'm not saying that I'm so sure that, but, like, Andrew, like, he literally learned how to sing for this role. And he, like, was, you know, they had those, though, the COVID restrictions, and they had choreography, and, like, and, you know, he was literally, like, embodying this real person who is not even, you know, a lot, like, alive anymore. So I don't know. I have this Andrew bias, but I do wonder what's gonna happen, like, if Andrew Wills are gonna get it because of that lifetime achievement that he's earned.
Yeah,
but it just
I have
sucks when
no
someone,
clue.
you know, that someone's super deserving, but on the other hand, you're like, well, someone obviously deserves something
Yeah.
after all that time.
If I'm being perfectly honest, who I think is gonna win, and the only film I've seen of the nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role is Tick, Tick, Boom. I'm planning on watching all of them. Like every year, I always watch all the Oscar movies just for fun. But I really think Benedict Cumberbatch is gonna win. I don't know necessarily how good
You
his
think it's
performance
gonna be
was.
like you think it's gonna be
I
like a
think it's gonna
misdirection?
be him. Yeah, for some reason, I
Wow.
just have heard nonstop praise for his performance in Power of the Dog. Like, it's like I've heard like it's career best for him. Like, it apparently he is just like shot to the moon for this role. And so I'm interested to watch the movie because it doesn't really seem like it's a movie that I would picture Benedict Cumberbatch being in. Like, it's like a Western type of vibe. And I'm like, okay, this like British
He
man, what
was
is he doing on a
amazing.
horse?
He was amazing in The Imitation Game.
I have not
Have
seen
you
that,
seen it?
but I believe you. I have not seen
That
it, but I
movie's
believe that it was
heartbreaking,
great.
but it's phenomenal. It's heartbreaking,
Yeah.
but it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I know Benedict
Wasn't
Cumberbatch has
Saoirse
been like
Ronan
pumping out
nominated
some
when she
pretty
was
good.
in Brooklyn? I think
Yes.
Brooklyn she was nominated.
Yes.
That was a fantastic movie. Like it was minimal but beautiful, and her acting was just wonderful in that. Like
Yeah.
she like regardless of like award and like accolades, like you know she's gonna be a Meryl Streep type.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm looking at all of the actor, actress in a, let's see, actress in a leading role. I don't know, to be honest, who's going to win this. I don't think it'll be Nicole Kidman. I've heard not good things about her
It'll
performance of Daniel
probably be
Ricardo's.
Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be
Yeah,
Olivia
she won.
Coleman.
Yeah, Olivia Colman won. I feel like actually I was gonna say
Who,
two
like
recently,
3 years ago?
but then I realized Frances McDormand won for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, and then she won for like Nomadland only a
Nomadland.
few years later.
Oh, I love
So,
that movie.
but also like the Oscars love her. You know who was snubbed? I don't
Yeah.
even think she got a nomination for it. Amy Adams in Arrival.
Yeah, I
I actually
actually have
don't know
to
if she
watch
even
that
got a
film for
nomination for
my
that one.
one of my film classes. We're watching that film for my sound class because the soundtrack on it is beautiful. Yeah, I don't think she got nominated. I think everyone else in the film or the film itself got nominated, but I don't think she did. Yeah,
Because
I would
if we're gonna
love for
go back
Kristen
and talk
Stewart to
about
win.
who didn't get nominated for like certain things, like it takes me back to like I know that Meryl Streep has won a few times, but one that I think she actually did get snubbed for was her performance in The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh,
I
I know,
thought
'cause they
she was
don't
just
like to put
perfectly
comedies.
menacing. But I think she did get nominated for that role. I just don't think she won.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do
I
you want to see
hope,
if
I
she was
wish.
nominated for?
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure she was nominated. I know I'm pretty sure she won the Golden Globe that year, possibly.
I feel like
But
that's
I
probably
love
what
her
it is.
performance in that role because I think it
Yeah.
just proved like just how like her range, because we all know that Meryl Streep has range, but I feel like it was the start of her not having to be in like the most serious of movies and still doing her best.
Yeah.
I also hate when like fashion movies are like literally have bad fashion, which is why I like Devil Wears Prada. It's actually like it's they have good fashion in that movie. But you know what was real? I kind of want my pick for well, not my pick, but like who I think is gonna win the costume designing, or I think that's the category like for Oscars. I feel
Okay.
like Cruella might get it.
Yes, I agree with you for that. And also, back to Meryl Streep, she was nominated for Devil Wears Prada for Best Actress. Oh, she was, okay. She, I'm trying to see, she did not win, and that's a BAFTA, Golden Globes, let's see. She did win Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for the Gold. For Golden Globes, for Devil
That's
Wears
why I
Prada.
Like the Golden Globes, because they have those different, like, those differentiating things. I know the Golden Globes have their problems and they're working on changing them, and they should have changed a while ago. Like, the fact that up until, like, a year ago, they had, like, no black members on the, mm-hmm. like, on their, like, in the association is, like, disgusting. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm happy that they're changing that, and it was due time. But I do like the fact that the Golden Globes have always, like, had that thing where it's, like, musical or comedy and then drama or whatever. Because then it gives, like double chances for people to actually get nominated. Because like we said, like, in a podcast, one or two podcasts ago, Rachel Zegler, I believe, was so snubbed for the Best Actress category. Because she embodied Maria in a way that just was so beautiful. And
yeah.
Just... It was like she had the innocence and her singing voice and just her she has beautiful eyes, and I think they were also very telling. I feel like acting with your eyes is so important.
Yes.
And I don't know. I feel like she was so snubbed, which is why I appreciate the fact that Golden Globes have those two different categories, because then again, like I said, there's double chances for actresses to get nominated, because sometimes musicals and comedies are, like, overlooked in the Best Picture category, yeah. or, like, Best Actress and Actor category at the Oscars.
Yeah, I think she definitely deserved a nomination. I think she definitely deserved a nomination. And it sucks that with all the Golden Globe stuff, she wasn't able to get her full, you know, moment in the sun. But I mean, for good mm-hmm. reason, the Golden Globes was going through their own thing. It just sucks that she and all these other actors had to bear the price of that. But yeah, I definitely think she deserved a nomination for actress in a leading role. Right. But I am very happy that Ariana DeBose got it for supporting
Ariana DeBose. I think is going to win Best Supporting Actress. Like,
yeah,
I would be really surprised if she doesn't.
Yeah.
Also, 100%. Especially in the categories this year for actor, like actress, like the lack of, like, POC, like,
yeah.
the people, like, I feel like. Not that she should win because of that, but I definitely think that, like, on top of that, I feel like another year with, like, barely any, like, nominations of people of color is kind of, I don't know. And also, there were so many great performances this year of, like, so many different minorities and, like, not just white people. So I don't get why there was, like, you know what I mean? I feel like there were so many great, like, performances this year. So I don't get, like, I remember seeing the nominations list and being like, so many white people.
Well, yeah, for I mean, even just for Best Director, they're all white, and there's one girl. Like, actually, that's not true. There is one Asian man for Drive My Car. I forgot that Drive My Car was a foreign film. So
I remember when I think Natalie Portman was the one presenting the award in. It was Best Director.
Oh, yeah, and she was looking out for the all-white male.
Yeah. I don't think it was white. I think it was just hear all the male categories.
Oh, yeah.
And I fully agree with her. There should have been a woman nominated, but I will say that, like, Guillermo del Toro did win that year. So he's technically there. The nominee, even though it was a man, he still wasn't white. I think
Guillermo del Toro.
I might be wrong about
that.
No,
he's white.
Wait, he might be white Latino. Oh, he is. I thought he. Oh, yeah. Sorry, he's white Latina. I think.
He's full white.
Things. He is.
I'm pretty sure they're Italian. Guillermo del Toro.
Why did I think? Why did I literally think?
Oh
he
no,
was
he's
Spanish
Mexican. No, he's Mexican.
Oh,
sorry.
He's Mexican. Okay.
I would
so
not
he's
have,
okay. So
I just
sorry,
know
he's
his
not American. Sorry
like
about
the,
that.
I just know his daughter, he's, and she's like the palest person.
Yeah, sorry, he's white, but he's not. Sorry, he's not American. Is what I miss. But yeah, there should have. Yeah. I mean, Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated that year, and I think she had a film. She just didn't get. It was gross. She should have been nominated. There's only ever been one.
That was for Lady Bird.
Female director winner.
There's only been two. Yeah, only been two. It is Catherine
Catherine, what?
Bigelow
I thought there was
and
only one.
Chloe Zhao. No,
oh, sorry.
It's Catherine Bigelow and Chloe Zhao. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot Chloe Zhao won that. I forgot Chloe Zhao won last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Catherine Bigelow was the first, and she won against her
beautiful.
Ex-husband.
Yeah, who made Avatar. And the film that she won for.
Yeah, I want, even
Hurt
though I
Locker,
didn't even watch the movie yet, but I heard it was great. I want Jane
brilliant.
Campion to win, just because woman.
Yes. And The Power of the Dog seems to be really good, so.
Yeah,
I'm
I need to watch it.
To
I just need, like, a good moment, too, because I know it's really heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's long.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, long movies I can't do. Unless I'm, like, sitting next to someone. I feel like I can just lose my, what's the word? I literally can't even think of the word. I'm literally the worst person at, like, 10 p.m. I can't think of words.
It's
Today
okay.
I was literally trying to put together sentences because I was like, what are words anyways? What do they mean? Do you ever think, this is totally off topic, but do you ever think how interesting it is that a word that like has always meant something to you doesn't mean anything to someone else who speaks a different language? Not that I'm trying to be like, English is like the most main language in the world. I just think
no.
it's interesting that like if I look at a cucumber, I'm always like, that's a cucumber. And I know that like in Hebrew, it's like a melafafon, but I know that it's
yeah.
not in Hebrew because I know what it is in English. It's interesting that the word cucumber doesn't mean anything to someone. So they look at something and they don't think cucumber first, and then it's this and something else. It just has a fully different word to someone that's always meant.
This is
I
such a random thought.
No, but I've been thinking about it recently because like certain words have like I think about like how much meaning they have, and then when you look at something you know exactly what is, and that word means absolutely nothing to someone else in a different language. And I think it's that's why languages are so interesting. Sorry, I got really
it
off
is
topic
true.
I was just thinking about.
No, I do understand. I understand what you're saying. It's very random, but I
yeah.
Great.
Sorry,
point,
guys.
Maya.
That has nothing to do with pop culture, but I guess if I tweeted it, it would. But I don't have patience for Twitter anymore. Twitter's actually the worst place on earth. This is my TED Talk. End of my TED Talk.
I like Twitter, but I also
I deleted my Twitter
tweeter.
Because it ruined
I also
my
don't
mental
tweet.
Health.
That's fair. I don't tweet. I only use it to see tweets from TV shows that I watch when they air so that I can tell whether or not I'm going to be sad or happy when I watch the new episodes.
Yeah,
I
had a backup account
watched,
that's like now my only
Euphoria.
Account, but like my other one's deleted. Like, but the one my fan account is deleted. I meant the one I had
yes,
like
I
a
used
thousand
to have
followers.
A fan account
Flex,
on
I had like 1,000 followers on my Twitter account. Anyways,
wow,
it's gone now.
That's really
I know.
Cool. I
and
had a
I literally got rid of it
because
I was like, no one can trace this back to me.
Yeah, I didn't tell anyone until after I had gotten removed my fan account. I had one in like 9th grade, I think, and I had it for like maybe 4 months. I had like 200 followers on Instagram.
Slay.
And it was like for like superhero movies and TV shows.
That's so funny. I love that.
And then I like removed everything from it and I like wiped it, and now it's my spam account, and I was like, no one can know.
Oh, see, I had people made backups because like there's like times on Twitter where certain accounts just get taken down, so a lot of people made backups, but then when I deleted my other one just became my main. So now I have like maybe 3 followers on it, and then I just like tweets or just look at them sometimes, which is like
yeah, I mostly just like tweets. Yeah, I mostly just like and retweet tweets, and I like look for like the headlines of like whatever's happening in the world and pop culture. And then that's how I figure things out, and then I go to BuzzFeed and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, guys. So on to a new topic. So
yes.
Today the new trailer for the new season of Bridgerton that's coming this month.
It was
like,
such
a
good trailer.
Official trailer just came out.
Like,
it was so
minutes.
Good.
I am so much more excited for this season than I was for the first season.
I'm so excited that it's gonna be, I think, like a genuine enemies to lovers, which is like my dream.
Yeah, and also like I had so many issues with the first season just because like
well you also
Daphne
hated Daphne
sucks.
But
I literally
she's back
hate
though
her so,
but you know
so
who
much.
Isn't back my
but
fave Simon
I know it should have been the opposite but you know what she's like not a main character she's just kind of like supporting which is fine nothing
recurring
the
yeah
she's a great talented actress that she
remember when she dated Pete Davidson
so
for
much.
2 seconds
yeah, they were so cute kind of wish they lasted
how do you go from like Ariana Grande to like Kaya Gerber to like Margaret Qualley and then you go to like Phoebe Dever and then you're with Kim Kardashian. I need to know that pipeline. So I need to understand the pipeline because
I don't
like props to Pete Davidson for having like I love Pete Davidson, so I understand the likability of him because there's just something about him. But I also need to understand if this is a pipeline or not.
I don't understand. And I need someone to
look into that for me because it's so hilarious.
It's so weird. But anyways, going back to Bridgerton.
The
actress who plays Kate Sharma, who's like the new love interest for Mr. Anthony. She is in.
Why'd you say it like that?
Anthony. She is in Sex Education, which is another show that I love. And she is like just love like one too. Of the like high school mean girls, but she's so funny and so like I don't know, she always her character always has these like out of pocket like one-liners that just like throw the you off guard. So I'm very excited.
But I love how like I love how I think she'll be Sex Education though. Her sex scenes are literally funny. They're literally for humor. And I love how, like, now she's going to be, she's not, this is going to sound so weird, but I feel like it's like, because, like, you know, Bridgerton is all about having sexy scenes. Like, when it's bound to happen, I'm literally, all I'm going to be like is, this is what happened with this her character in Sex Education. I feel like that's going to be on my mind. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, because Sex Education just, like, highlights every awkward part of having any sexual encounters, whereas Bridgerton just like romanticizes all of it. So it's gonna be really interesting to see her like play the complete opposite of what she plays.
I burn for you. Sorry,
but I really think I was like I watched this like YouTube video just like of someone detailing what happens in all the Bridgerton books because I was like curious, and out of all of them this one seemed to be the one where I was the most like I can get on board with this, I can ship this, I don't see too much problematic stuff happening. Like some of them are like really wild and out there where I'm like okay, these the author ran out of ideas. Like what's her name, the what's her, Eloise, her story, oh my god, it's literally so terrible. She's like the worst one out of all of them. She like gets with this like really old like guy who's like kind of like hates women, but she like falls for him anyways, and it's this whole like weird thing of her like learning to like suppress her like desires in life and just like agrees because of love to be like a obedient wife. But also,
but isn't this is she from like a summary. The feminist?
Exactly. Because the books go like in order of how old they are. Hers is like the characters introduced earlier on, and like he's like a character that like they all don't like him, he's like such a like asshole, like whatever. And then
please don't tell me it's that disgusting dude from the first book who like tried to get with
it could be
no but he was like ugly.
Yeah, it could be, hold on.
No, but he's literally like he reminds me of Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter. That's like how bad it is.
It's called To Sir Philip with Love. His name, he's Sir Philip. And all
wait,
I
think the guy's name was Peter. I might have made that up. Maybe it's because I was just watching the
Great. All I know is when it was explained to me, I was like, I don't like this. So I'm really hoping, because I also like Shonda Rhimes, creator extraordinaire, has like the creative changes that she's made to the TV show from the books have seemed to work in the books' favor. Sorry. I mean, the movie, in the TV show's favor. Like, it seems to have been pretty good changes, so I trust her to make sure that she's faithful to the books while also removing the aspects of it that were not so right / kind of concerning.
Yeah, a little left up.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the next season. But I also, the way that the I don't know if this happened in the book and I just don't know, but I saw people possibly complaining about it, so maybe it didn't happen in the book. Was it a love triangle in the book? Or are they just making it like that for the show?
Which one, sorry?
Like this new season.
Is there a love triangle? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like betrothed to Kate's sister, and then, but like in order to get, like, he needs to win Kate's approval to be able to like marry her sister, because I think it's like the younger sister and I think Kate's like the older sister. I think, don't quote me on that, it could be reversed, I don't know. But
I mean, so she does look like the older sister, so
yeah, so he like has to start like getting along, and she's like notoriously like really particular about who her sisters get to, like, fraternize with.
And do they end up together? It's not a spoiler because it's Bridgerton.
Yeah, like, that's the whole point, is that, like, he's supposed to be with the sister, but him and the sister, like, they're kind of only just getting married because they were told they had to, and so he kind of, like, decides to marry, and they, like, fall in love after, like, being kind of enemies because she's like, oh, like, you're just, like, a playboy, blah, 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 like, you don't deserve my sister, and so she, like, spends all this time with him to kind of figure out his, like, real motives, and then they fall in love. But I think it's like
slay
enemies to lovers, slow burn, which I like.
I love a slow burn.
Yeah.
But not a too slow burn where I lose interest.
Yeah.
I love YA fiction novels. I'm not going to lie. I love them. they're predictable, but they're fun. And they, you know, they just, when you, it's kind of like a form of escapism, because I didn't used to like reading books because I thought that all books were like, I don't know, things that I had to understand. But then I found out about YA fiction novels. I was like, oh my god, this is literally just what I like watching in a movie, but in a book. Slay.
Anyways, I have another topic that I want to talk about, because my Harry Styles fangirl in me will never rest, and that's okay, because I'll embrace the life. I'm not as crazy as I used to be about him, but I still love him because I literally follow update accounts about him. But I feel like it's like a healthy
That's
love,
okay.
You know?
That's okay.
So last year, or I think I might, yeah, last year, or yeah, I don't know. Harry, why did I say it like that? I literally did not sound Canadian. Harry acted in a movie that's called My Policeman. It's actually, it's based off a book. I actually read the book. It was really, really good. You should go read it if you want to. And yeah, so I heard on Twitter and on Instagram the other day that there was a screening for the movie, and apparently it was like the very first screening they've ever done, and it's going to be released on Amazon Prime, like on Prime Video. And I heard like it was really well received, so now I'm like really, really excited to be able to see it eventually because I really love the book.
The book, yeah, I know the book is supposed to be really good. My sister's reading it. I know it's like rough, like it's sad, like it's a doozy. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if I'm gonna read the book before I watch the movie or after. I haven't decided.
Well, I can lend it to you if you need me to.
Okay, I might do that, or probably just audiobook it, to be honest.
I've never audiobooked anything. I don't really know why. But like, I'm excited. Yeah. I love a new movies. I love movies. As geez, that's why I'm a film student. That was stupid of me to say, but let's go, actually, speaking of like romantic things, because we were talking about Bridgerton and they were talking about like a romantic movie, kind of romantic, like tragic romantic, but I kind of want to talk about my favorite rom-coms now just for fun. 10 Things I Hate About You is just the epitome of everything I love about the rom-com, like then especially the 90s rom-com. Also, we got like Heath Ledger being this just like hunk.
Yeah.
But there's, and I also love all the movies that are like based off like Shakespeare like stuff, so I think they're fun. And I also love Crazy Stupid Love, Clueless, obviously. There's a really, really bad movie which I watched recently, which is kind of fun. I don't know why. It's called Drive Me Crazy. And it's from like 1999. But it's from the dude that was in Entourage. So yeah. Something new every day.
Also, I have done some digging into Bridgerton. So yeah, I like looked and I read like an article that was just like a synopsis of Eloise's story in particular, because we started talking about it. And yeah, I'm also on Goodreads looking at people's reviews of the book, and everyone's like, the guy she ends up with, Philip, they literally just get together because his wife died and he needed a mother for his children. And Eloise was like, I am getting older and I don't want to be alone. Okay, I'll marry you. And it's kind of just like, I wanted some, like, I don't know, I really wanted something like impactful, and that was like, I don't know, I feel like she's a character who has so much personality and she deserved a story that had an equal amount of personality, and it seems like it was kind of just dull and people didn't find it very interesting, and it wasn't what they expected. So
well, maybe when they eventually do her season,
yeah, I'm hoping they'll jazz it up story. A bit. Yeah.
Well, especially because it seems like super not feminist, which is like not in line with the way they've made her character on the show.
Exactly. I have a feeling they'll change some things around. Just like, I don't quote me on this, but I don't think Lady Featherington is a part of the books. Is she?
Lady like Featherington whole, or Lady Whistledown? The whole, like,
Whistledown. Sorry, I can't remember any of their names.
Wait, whatever, the Gossip Girl's not a part of the book?
Let me check.
Is that true? Because she seems to be, like, it seems to be, like, a big thing that they all want, like, approval from her because of the gossip that can spread around if they don't. If that's not, oh, that was a really on. Interesting Never creative mind. Choice
it
on their part.
It is in the book. It is in the book. Oh. I lied. Oh, this was what it was. It was a, they, the reader doesn't know who it is until the fourth book, but here they decided to reveal it in the first season, which I actually like because I feel like if the, it's like the same thing that happened with Gossip Girl, which was they, by keeping the audience like kind of like on this mystery for so long, they could come to a point where they literally, they don't even remember who they wanted it to be in the first place.
Yeah, honestly, at least with same this, thing with A they and Pretty planned Little Liars.
It out. Exactly. It just, they definitely didn't know who it was going to be. And so I like hate it when you can feel like they're making it up as they go yeah. along. This season, it's also felt funny very that you're talking about
suspense. It's funny that you're talking about suspense because actually in my film tutorial today, my TA showed us a video of Hitchcock talking about suspense. And it was saying, like, you know, if you just do something out of nowhere, then that doesn't, like, make people scared because they didn't, like, even if it's, like, a jump scare, like, they didn't know it was coming. If you show someone something and then you know something that other characters don't, it creates this, like, suspense of, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Are these people going to figure out blah, 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 blah? And I love the fact that they revealed who Lady Whistledown was at the end of the first season, like you said, because then, you know, the creative writers, like, the writers don't have to, like, randomly change around because others have like pointed it out online that someone something like even if they did even if the books were a thing, like the Pretty Little Liars, like literally A was different in the show because they ended up changing it around and changing it around, and like,
they, like, changed said, everything the fact from the that
books. They revealed it, because now it's going to be this thing of the audience wondering, like, what kind of suspense is going to be built now that we know something that the other characters don't know.
Characters,
and I mean, like,
don't.
Literally in the trailer, what did I say?
What?
Oh, sorry. Oh, because there was that character, the queen, like, she was literally saying that they're going to try and find out who Lady Whistledown is. So, like, the audience knows, but the other characters like, don't know who it is. So it's like, yeah. And, like, are they going to figure out this season? Is it going to happen next season?
Is it, like, which
I also love how fast. I also love how fast they're bringing out the seasons because, like, you know, the hype was created when everyone was still, like, stuck in their houses. And then now so many people have seen it. Now that everybody's seen it, like, they're so excited for the second season, I can just see how well the show is going to keep doing.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a really good, like, I don't know, it was really fun show to watch. Like, even though some parts of it, I was like, I want to stick my head in a wall. These characters, Daphne's being so infuriatingly frustrating. I still enjoyed it. It was, like, fun. It was colorful. It was, you know, it
was I love the outfits. Time. Yeah, I also love, oh my god, I forgot to mention this. I love all the, like, the orchestra and, like, whatever versions of the songs. And
Give
now they're bringing Sign of the Times. They're giving Sign of the Times. They're doing Sign of the Times.
It's going to be so good.
I'm so freaking excited.
I love a orchestral playing of a popular song. I love
Remember when they did
music.
Bad Guy?
Oh my god. I am a classical music fiend. I love a good film score. Give me some percussions. Give me a brass fanfare and I
Please.
Am drooling. Give me a string quartet. I will bow at your feet. I so good. The music in this show, even just aside from the like pop covers that they put in, which I mean sometimes they could be a little bit cheesy, but I think it just was fun. Like, it made it fun and it was enjoyable and it gave people something to talk about relating to the TV show. But I also love just like the regular score, the like the regular score that was very like royal and it felt very fancy, and I don't know, I love a good music accompaniment.
I love not historic, honestly. I love when like period pieces aren't historically accurate because something about it's more fun. Like, I'm watching The Great,
they can do whatever
and,
they want.
You know, it's so loosely based on something that happened. Like, none of it's true. It's just the characters are based on real people. And it's so, like, hilarious and raunchy and satiric. And I just love. I love when, like, there's so much creative direction taken and it's literally just for the aesthetic.
Yeah. Honestly, like, Sometimes it's just fun. Also, they get to kind of do whatever they want. Like, when the show was never trying to be like, this is a historically accurate representation of the Regency era, they were like, no, this is just fun royal shenanigans.
For realsies.
Yeah. Anything
So,
else? Any last
guys,
thoughts?
I love movies. Sorry. So happy to keep doing this so you guys can hear our thoughts that you probably didn't want to hear in the first place. Sorry. I don't know why every single podcast I decide to be so self-deprecating about people listening to this. If you chose to listen, thank you very much, and I hope
I'm
you enjoy listening
very
to this
grateful.
episode of Highly Caffeinated because we have fun making it.
We have a lot of fun.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.